ChicagoBears.com presents Thayer's Playbook.
Hi, Bears fans. Welcome to Chicago Bears Network Studios at Halas Hall. I'm Tom Thayer, and this is Thayer's Playbook. You know, my mom says, 83 years old, how come they don't let Alshon Jeffrey run upfield and catch the ball every play? I'm going to show you why. It's a lot what he can do and how he can influence the entire defense once you put him in motion. Alshon Jeffrey at the top of the screen. He's going to run towards the formation, and I want to show you the factor he has in the play. When you put Alshon in motion, you get Jay going through his signals. Look at the adjustment. You're going to adjust every defensive back on the field. He's going to make an adjustment according to where he's going to end his motion. Now he's in a position. Is he going to get the carry? Is he going to fake? What type of influence is he going to be and for what? As Alshon Jeffrey passes the quarterback point, he continues through without the ball, but a great fake. And the great creation of this is as Alshon Jeffrey comes in motion, he still drags the attention of Clay Matthews Jr. and Shields out here, the cornerback. They have to respect his positioning on the field, and it creates a wider hole. I'm going to take a look at the end zone shot here because you get a little bit different influence. Pay attention to Clay Matthews and Shields on the outside. Here is the strength of your block. Double team here between Jermon Bushrod and Michael Ola. Another strong double team in here. We'll put Alshon in motion. But now as he gets into this area, Clay Matthews must watch him. Look it. He misses the block of the tight end. Dante Rosario gets to go upfield to the next level. Clay Matthews still creates a width of the hole, and Matt Forte up inside. Again, this is all because of Alshon Jeffrey, what he can do upfield. They have to respect his lateral appearance in any offensive play. Now let's move ahead. This is play 41 in the game. They've had an opportunity to see what Alshon Jeffrey does both beyond the line of scrimmage and laterally. So let's put Alshon in motion again. You see Alshon Jeffrey out there on the side of the widest wide receiver, Brandon Marshall in the slot. Now, Sam Shields has been covering him all day in kind of a man-to-man or a zone scheme. So now he's going to follow the path of Alshon Jeffrey. He's going to mirror him wherever he goes. So he's assuming that Alshon Jeffrey now is in motion. He's going to end up near these numbers, and the adjustment will come by these defensive players. So watch Alshon's path. He breaks off like the reverse motion, still stays in, thinking that Alshon's going to end up on this side of the field. You see him reverse his course, boom. Perfectly designed play. And what it is, it's really taking advantage to see if the players become complacent later in the game because they already thinking where he's going to be, not necessarily what he's doing inside this assignment of the play. Alshon Jeffrey's a weapon no matter where he touches the football. Tune in next week to see what's up on Thayer's Playbook.